In review of this week's parsha, we discuss the Korban Shlamim. Now, Korban Shlamim is different from the Korban Chatat and the Korban Olah, because the Korban Shlamim you could bring both from male sheep and cows, and from female sheep and cows, and goats, of course. Don't forget the goats. Now, Korban Olah you can only bring from males, and Korban Chatat you can only bring female animals. Now, an interesting way of looking at it could be the following. A Korban Olah is completely voluntary. It comes when you're on a spiritual high and you want to express that. A Korban Chatat comes when you're on a spiritual low and you want to get out of it. That's why a Korban Ola, you would bring from a male. Male represents the giving, okay, the initiative. Korban Chatat, we bring from a female, because it represents something missing, something that needs to receive. Korban Shlamim is therefore somewhere in the middle. It's where you find balance. It's not a matter of, you know, like, pushing far ahead and or expressing how far ahead you are, and it's not a matter of reconciling how much you're behind. It's actually thanking Hashem in the middle ground for the balance in your life.